The Golden Duck. Once upon a time, there was a king who had four sons. One day the queen said to him, "It is time that one of our boys went out into the world to make his fortune."
"I have been thinking that very same thing," the king said. "Let us get ready Radouz, our youngest, and send him off with God's blessing."
Preparations were at once made, and in a few days, Radouz bid his parents farewell and set off. He traveled many days and many nights, over desert plains and through dense forests, until he came to a high mountain. Halfway up the mountain, he found a house.
"I'll stop here,"
he thought to himself,
"and see if they'll give me a job."
Now this house was occupied by three people. Old Yizzy Baba, who was a bad old witch, her husband, who was a wizard but not so bad as Yizzy Baba, and their daughter, Ludmila, the sweetest, kindest girl that two wicked parents ever had.
"Good day to you all,"
Radouz said as he stepped into the house and bowed. "The same to you," old Yizzy Baba answered. "What brings you here?"
"I'm looking for work, and I thought you might have something for me to do."
"What can you do?" Yizzy Baba asked.
"I'll do anything you set me to. I'm trustworthy and industrious."
Yizzy Baba didn't want to take him, but the old man wanted him, and in the end, Yizzy Baba, with very ill grace, agreed to give him a trial. He rested that night, and early next morning presented himself to the old witch and said,
"What work am I to do today, mistress?"
Yizzy Baba looked him over from head to foot. Then she took him to a window and said, "What do you see out there?"
"I see a rocky hillside."
"Good. Go to that rocky hillside. Plow it. Plant in it trees that will grow, blossom, and bear fruit tonight. Tomorrow morning, bring me the ripe fruit. Here is a wooden hoe with which to work."
"Alas,"
thought Radouz to himself,
"did ever a man have such a task as this? What can I do on that rocky hillside with a wooden hoe? How can I finish my task in so short a time?"
He started to work, but he hadn't struck three blows with the wooden hoe before it broke. In despair, he tossed it aside and sat down under a beech tree. In the meantime, wicked old Yizzy Baba had cooked a disgusting mess of toads, which he told Ludmila to carry out to the serving man for his dinner. Ludmila was sorry for the poor young man who had fallen into her mother's clutches, and she said to herself, "What has he done to deserve such unkind treatment? I won't let him eat this nasty mess. I'll share my own dinner with him." She waited until her mother was out of the room. Then she took Yizzy Baba's magic wand and hid it under her apron. After that, she hurried out to Radouz, whom she found sitting under the beech tree with his face in his hands. "Don't be discouraged," she said to him. "It is true your mistress cooked you a mess of toads for your dinner, but see, I have thrown them away and have brought you my own dinner instead. As for your task," she continued, "I will help you with that.